On the phone, we have Xavier Coughlin, Dr. Xavier Coughlin, best known as one of the leaders of the People's Health Sanctuary, a wellness initiative located right here around the Sanctuary for Independent Media in North Central Troy. But Dr. Coughlin also works moonlights as an emergency room doctor and has some insights on public health issues throughout the region, and particularly with respect to COVID. So welcome aboard, Xavier.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
It occurred to me that it's been about 18 months since the last time we talked about COVID. And at that time, in March of last year, I had called the Mercer County Health Department, and I've been checking online and wherever else I could to try to get some consistent guidance on what we should be doing as an organization as far as public gatherings and social distancing and so forth. And at that time, there was widely conflicting advice, ranging from the CDC to the president's office, the then president's office, the health departments, and nobody seemed to be able to agree. But the health department told me, oh, don't worry, H1N1 was a much bigger deal than this, and we never had to shut anything down for that. And then within a few days, we were shut down, and so was everyone else. So the reason I mention that is the current situation seems similar, where there's conflicting advice. Yeah, conflicting advice everywhere, and it's really difficult to know what to do moving forward. So we thought we'd tap into your your hive brain to find out what's going on in the public health world in the Rensselaer County area. What's the best guidance that people have?
Yeah. What a mess, huh? I think from a public health standpoint, it seems like this Delta variant is in full force in Rensselaer County and across the rest of the Northeast. And that other variants, specifically probably the Lambda variant down in South America, will probably come next. But the current guidelines, as I understand them, are regardless of whether or not you're vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask inside. If you're at big outdoor gatherings, I would recommend most people to wear a mask. And, you know, the big question is always intimate gatherings, you know, family, friends. I would say if you're immunocompromised or you live with people who are immunocompromised, people who are chronically ill, elderly, young children, I would probably wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated, you should just follow all the regular CDC guidelines, essentially wear a mask at all times and socially distance. And I would highly recommend people to get the vaccine if that feels good for them. It's pretty widely available at this point. Pretty much any store, any public health place, anywhere you go, you are probably able to get a vaccine for free. And, if you're ill, if you feel like you have a sniffles, you think it's the allergies, you're just feeling super fatigued, somebody at home is sick, you just got off a plane and somebody was coughing, it's probably best to isolate until you are able to take a negative COVID test, which at this point is extremely widely available. So there's really no reason to not get it. The other guideline is that if you are vaccinated and you are exposed to somebody with COVID, that you should isolate for 3 to 5 days and then get a test, which I just took one of those in-home tests, which, you know, what a world of difference 18 months can make. But now you can buy your COVID test at CVS, which is much different than 18 months ago.
And are these over-the-counter tests reliable?
You know, I think it's a double test and it takes 3 days. And from what I've seen, that they're probably 75% reliable. So there's still a quick test. The two different types of tests are the rapid test, which is the one you get results pretty immediately, and then the PCR test, which takes a couple days, or up to like a day to maybe 2 days. The PCR test, the longer test, is more reliable, but it still has potential for either false negative or false positives. But they are better than the rapid home test. Most people, or at least the CDC, is saying, if you feel totally well after 3 to 5 days of being possibly exposed and you have a negative test, regardless of the test, you're probably okay.
And what do you think is the, I know that you are also engaged politically in a wide variety of movements for public health that are responsive to the political climate around us. What's your sense of the political climate now as opposed to 18 months ago?
I have a lot of thoughts actually, it's very complicated and very nuanced. And now that we're in a vaccine world, a post-vaccine world, options are a little bit different. But I think the one like overwhelming political thing is going back to what happened 18 months ago, that capitalism and kind of this for-profit system that we live in is wholly incapable of dealing with this issue. And I think you're seeing this a lot with vaccines and these vaccine mandates that, you know, I'm recommending everybody to get a vaccine. The vaccine appears very safe. But I also, and there are people who are these anti-vaxxers, which, you know, Trump and the whole right wing have created this kind of, you know, war, what are they, a weaponizing reality, where even now you have Trump down in, you know, he did a talk down south at a big rally. He's telling people to get vaccinated now, and people are booing him. So they've created something that was like a short-term gain for them that has wholly gone out of their control. And so to the anti-vaxxers, there's not much to talk about. You know, obviously I don't want anybody to get sick, but to deny the reality of COVID is a little insane. And then there are people who are vaccine hesitant, which I think unfortunately has also been highly politicized, that I think it's totally natural to be hesitant. I think this is a totally new technology. There aren't long-term studies. And yeah, we don't actually know what long-term risks will be. It does appear though that overwhelming evidence is showing that these are safe. And I would highly recommend everyone to get them at this time. But I also sympathize with people who are a little hesitant and who maybe will have reactions to certain vaccines. But then most people I've talked to who are in that, they are still maintaining mask wearing, social distancing. But this whole push to go back to normal, which I think the Biden administration is extremely at fault for, is the worst decision. Because, you know, we can vaccinate and save everybody here in the U.S., but if we don't, if we use up all these vaccines for a third booster shot and the rest of the world doesn't get vaccines, then we are just creating the conditions for worsening variants to come and eventually will come back and hit us. And, you know, so to me, the whole CDC saying that, oh, if you're vaccinated, you can just act as if the pandemic is over, was just a move for capitalism to go back to normal. That people, they want people to go back to restaurants, they want people to travel, they want schools to open, mainly so that people, their parents can go back to work. They want the economy to go back to work. And my fear is that, you know, the pandemic is as bad as it was in March of last year. It's just not as spectacular. Like, it's not, you know, morgues being filled and whatnot. It's just so much more spread out all over the country, and specifically in southern and rural areas, which frankly, the Washington elites and the capitalists don't care about. And so that's why you don't hear anybody talking about lockdowns again, school shutdowns, any of that stuff again, even though numbers are as bad as they were last spring. And my fear is that they're just going to sacrifice these people, that for them, it, as long as New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta are fine and the capital markets can keep going, that they don't care how many people die, frankly. And that to me, I think is pictured in this Sunday, I guess New York City wanted to do a welcome back New York City, a homecoming with all these big celebrities and the COVID pandemic is over and New York City is back. And what happens? It gets rained out by this hurricane that we get in the Northeast, which is not a place that we normally get hurricanes. And so I think it's just the sheer pridefulness of thinking that, A, the pandemic is over, and then getting hit by climate change, I think is a very appropriate way of looking at the situation.
We're speaking with Dr. Xavier Coughlin, a Rensselaer County emergency room doctor and a public health professional. Thanks so much for sharing your insights on this, Xavier. For folks who are wondering about what to do in the last weeks of the summer, I know that there are outdoor concerts and all different kinds of things going on. Can you recapitulate your advice for the best way to stay safe moving forward?
Yeah, I think A, enjoy it. You know, the summer is the summer and it's an amazing summer and it's been tons of rain, so enjoy the sun. But I would recommend wearing a mask if you're at all sick or elderly or disabled or immunocompromised, or you live with somebody who is as such, I would wear a mask at all times and maintain distance. You know, you don't have to go to those indoor restaurants. You can always eat outdoors. You can have picnics. You know, we can go back to the simple things that we did last summer of just enjoying time outside with people without having to buy anything. So I'd recommend that. Inside, I would probably wear a mask at all times.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe.
All right. Likewise. Take care, y'all.